of others. So, this morning I would like for us to focus our mind today on unity through humility. Unity through humility. God bless you, and you may be seated today. The Bible talks about us walking worthy. We are a very blessed people in that He has called us out of darkness that we might walk in the light. And because we are called out of darkness that we might walk in the light, we must walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called. Now that word vocation is the same word as calling. That we must walk worthy of the calling wherewith we have been called. God has called us to righteousness. God has called us to holiness. God has called us to love and unity and harmony. Amen. That we might walk in a way that is worthy, in a way that gives honor to the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in another place that let everyone who nameth the name of Christ, amen, depart from sin. That we who have been called out of the world must no longer walk therein, in the lust thereof, and in the vanity of the world. But we must walk worthy. I want to walk as one who is worthy of God's grace. We are not worthy by our merit. We are not worthy by our own personal gifts or our abilities. But we ought to walk worthy of the name of Jesus. Amen. Because we who are not worthy have been made worthy, that we might be a testimony to the world that we belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not belong, amen, to this world. We are not our own, but we belong to Jesus Christ. And so if we are to walk worthy of our calling, we must walk in a harmony and in love, not in strife and contention. Because the body of Christ, but the body of Christ, amen, is love and peace and harmony. Amen, walking in the spirit and in the mind of the Lord. The body of Christ is not for personal gain, but the body of Christ is of commitment and sacrifice and submission. It's not about me. It's not about you. But it is about Him. And so if we are to maintain a walk that is worthy, we must strive for unity. And the only way that there can be unity in the body is for there to be humility. Amen. Unity requires humility. Amen. Unity requires, amen, honoring one another. Recognizing our need of fellowship. Recognizing our need of God's family. That we know that we are not, amen, complete within ourselves. But that together we are made complete in Him. Amen. No man is an island unto himself. No man, amen, can stand alone. But we stand in the unity of the mind of the Lord. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. We need the mind of God. We need the unity of the Spirit if we are to walk worthy of the name of Jesus Christ. We must walk. The Bible exhorts us that we are to walk in all lowliness of mind. That those that would be a child of God must not be high-minded. We must not, amen, be lifted up, because knowledge puffeth up. If we acquire knowledge, amen, then we must not allow knowledge to inflate our ego or to cause us to look down upon others who do not have the same understanding of the things of God. We are to walk in lowliness of mind. Amen. The knowledge of the Lord, the Bible says what? Amen. The knowledge of the Lord, or the fear of the Lord, is wisdom. Amen. That we must fear God, that we must humble ourselves before God. Amen. Because knowledge without humility, amen, puffs up. Amen. And to whom much is given, much is required. And so we must walk in lowliness of mind. Because what we receive of God is a gift from God. Amen. All knowledge is from the Lord. If any man lack wisdom, the Bible says, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally. So everything that God reveals to us and enables us to grasp, amen, is by His grace and His mercy. Amen. Because we know nothing except what God, amen, has blessed us and allowed us to know. It's God that unveils Himself. It is God that imparts knowledge. It's God that imparts wisdom. Amen. It's God that leads us and not we ourselves. Amen. Amen. The knowledge of God is too high for me. Amen. The understanding of God is beyond human comprehension. Amen. He said, my ways are above your ways as the heavens are above the earth. And so when I recognize the knowledge and the wisdom of God, amen, I don't have any right to boast. I don't have any reason to be puffed up. Amen. Because the knowledge and the understanding of God, amen, is without limitation. It is infinite. Our understanding is finite. We're very limited in what we know and what we can comprehend. But the knowledge and the wisdom of God is incomprehensible. Amen. The treasures of God's revelation, amen, are vast. Amen. We can never explore all there is to understand and know about God. And so if we are going to achieve unity, if we are going to walk worthy of our vocation, walk worthy of our calling, we need to walk in lowliness of mind and in gentleness of spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ was meek and lowly, and yet He understood and He knew all things. There was nothing hidden from Him that He didn't already know. But He was meek. And He was gentle. When men fail because of their ignorance, that Jesus Christ was gentle. Amen. He was long-suffering. And as children of God, if we are going to achieve unity, amen, that we must walk in long-suffering. The word long-suffering means literally to suffer long, to bear long. Amen. You see, just because you're my brother and you're my sister, amen, doesn't mean, amen, that we are always just falling all over one another. Sometimes we just have to put up with one another. Amen. He said, walk in long suffering, bearing with one another. Amen. We have to bear with one another's faults, bear with one another's weaknesses. Amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ is long suffering toward me. He's long suffering toward you. I'm glad that God doesn't cut us off. Amen. When we stumble. I'm glad God does not disown me. Amen. When I fall short of His expectations. And so should we treat one another any less if we belong to the body of Christ? If we are, amen, sons of God and heirs and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, amen, should we be any different toward, amen, those that are members of His body? Those that are baptized by His Spirit, amen, those that have the same hope of their calling. We've all been called unto the same calling, amen, that we might bear witness of the love and the mercy and the grace, amen, of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to bear long with one another in love. Amen. Endeavoring. He said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Amen. We need the Spirit of God. The thing that binds us together, amen, is that we're all baptized by one Spirit, amen, into His body. Amen. There are not many spirits, but there's one Spirit. The Spirit of God is a Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of Christ, amen, dwells within our hearts as the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're not baptized, amen, by many spirits as of multiple, but there is one God and Father of all. Amen. And so we ought to endeavor, amen, to keep the unity of the Spirit, because we're all baptized by the same Spirit into His body. Amen. Jesus Christ lives within us. Amen. We corporately, we together, amen, are a tabernacle of the Lord. Amen. The Lord dwells within the church. And so we need to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. God wants there to be peace and harmony, amen, among those that are members of the body, because we're called in the same hope. Amen. We all have, amen, the same destination. We're not all traveling, amen, to different destinations, but we have one purpose and we have one goal. Amen. There is one that leads us. There is one that purchased us with His blood. There's one, amen, that forgives us of our sins. Amen. And we bear the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, let us walk in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace. Is Christ divided? Amen. Is there, are there, there many gods? Are there many lords? Amen. Paul said, but to us there is but one God and one Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not that we are, amen, saved by a different standard, or that we are brought into fellowship of a different spirit. But we are, amen, we are fellow laborers together. Amen. We were set free by the same God. Amen. We were liberated out of bondage. We all knew, amen, the bondage of sin. But now we have been set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. From whence come wars and fightings among you? You expect people of the world to fight and to disagree, amen, and to bite and devour one another because they're of the world. In the world, it's not, amen, it's not about Jesus Christ. It's not about performing His will. It's not about being led by the Spirit. But it's everyone seeking, amen, that he can satisfy his own lust and his own desires. Amen. It's all about them. Amen. It's a selfish world, amen, outside of Christ. Amen. There's wars and rumors of wars, greed and avarice everywhere, but in the body of Christ. Amen. We need to walk worthy of our calling. Amen. Because, amen, when one succeeds, we all succeed. When one has a victory, we all have a victory. Amen. Amen. When you rejoice, we rejoice together. Amen. And when we sorrow, when one of us sorrows, we all sorrow together because we are members of the body of Christ. Amen. Members in particular. But it's not about the individual. Amen. It is about Him. Praise God. There is one body, the Bible says. And there is one Spirit. And we were called in one hope. We see throughout, amen, the New Testament, amen, one. But it's not just in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament as well. Amen. That they worshiped one God. There was one. God said, I am a Savior, and beside me there is none else. Amen. We cannot look to another. Amen. There is no salvation that's going to come from another quarter. But our hope and our joy and our peace and our salvation, it's all wrapped up in one person, and that is in the person of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For we are members of His body. You know, I can't have one member of my body hurt without me hurting. I cannot sever, amen, my relationship with my hand, unless I cut it off. And then it's no longer part of my body. It's separated from the body. But as long as it's attached to me, amen, if one member of my body is hurting, amen, then I'm hurting. If one member is defective and diseased, amen, then I am infected. Then the whole, the Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Amen. That we are members together of the body of Christ. And so we must strive together, amen, for our benefit, for the benefit of the body. Because when the body is unified, when the body, amen, is enjoying peace, when the body is enjoying the blessings of God, then we're enjoying the blessings of God. Amen. Then we're walking in the Spirit of God. Amen. For we are called, amen, unto Him in one hope, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. one God and Father of all. And the Bible says He is above all. Yeah. Sometimes we forget, amen, as members of the body, amen, that He is the one that's above all. Amen. There are many members, but they're just one head. And the Bible says the head of the body is what? The head of the body is Christ. Amen. He is above all, and He's through all, and He is in you all. He that is the head of the body. Amen. He that is above all, that has a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Amen. We're under, amen, His authority. The only authority that I have or you have is the authority, amen, that He gives. Amen. The hand, amen, cannot accept, amen, that it receives a commandment, amen, from the head. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so everything is joined together. The Bible says, so be like-minded. Amen. If suddenly that one member of the body decides to go in a different direction than what the head, amen, has determined, then you're going to have some problems. Amen. You're going to be disoriented. Amen. But when we are like-minded, amen, the Bible says be like-minded. We need to strive, amen, to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Not what we want or what we desire, but the Lord wills. What the Holy Ghost wills. Be like-minded. Amen. We ought to strive, amen, to find agreement in Jesus Christ. Amen. Not disagreement. Not debate. Not argument. Amen. Not tidings. Amen. Not disputes. Not, amen, schisms. Amen. But we are contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. We're not fighting for our own individual gospel. Amen. But we're fighting for the only gospel that's able to save. Amen. One Lord and one faith and one baptism. But we're all baptized by one Spirit into His body. Therefore, let us strive to be like-minded, having the same love. Amen. The two most important commandments in the Bible, amen, have to do with love. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like it is to love your neighbor as yourself. And upon these two commandments hinges all the law and the prophets. And so we sum up everything that we need to do in order to walk worthy of our vocation. And that is to have the same love that Jesus had toward us. Amen. He loved us even while we were yet sinners. That we don't love one another because of our present or past performance. We don't love our brother or our sister, amen, because that he deserves, amen, our love. We don't love one another, amen, because, amen, of merit or favor. But we love one another because we belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. He loved us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Amen. Therefore, we ought also to be like-minded and have love one for another. That's why the Bible tells us that we need to walk in long suffering. Amen. Because any time that people are in close proximity to one another, there's going to be a need, amen, for some patience. Yeah, how many of you raise children or have raised children? No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care about them, amen, if you're a parent, amen, you're going to have to ask God for some patience. You're going to have to ask God, amen, to help you, amen, to bear long with them in kindness and in gentleness and in love. When God disciplines us, He doesn't do it because He hates us. But the Bible says, amen, that He chastises those He loves. And so if we're children of God and we are members together of the body of Christ, amen, we are going to have to learn, amen, to bear with one another. Amen, in lowliness of mind. Amen, in love of the kingdom of God. Be of one accord and of one mind. Amen. We must ask ourselves, what doth it profit the kingdom of God? Amen. It's not us against them. It's not you against me. Amen. It's not about, amen, winning an argument. Everybody likes to win. Nobody likes to lose. Amen. But God doesn't deal with us, amen, according to a competition. We're not competing with God. Amen. We're on the same team. Amen. We are a part of the kingdom of God. We're not trying to defeat the kingdom. We're trying, amen, to get in the kingdom. Praise God. Amen. Our brothers and our sisters, amen, are not our enemies. Amen. We're on the same team. Amen. And so we have to learn to pull together. If we are going, amen, to defeat the enemy of our soul, if we're going to put down, amen, strife, amen, and variance, amen, that would come against us, we're going to have to remember that we're brothers. Amen. We are baptized in the body of Christ, and we have one hope and one calling. Amen, that we might strive, amen, for the mastery. The Bible says that we should be of one accord and of one mind. Amen, loving one another, bearing with one another. Amen, we are to strive to be one, even as He was one with the Father. Amen, Jesus Christ, amen, was humble. And although He had been given authority, although He said, I have all power in heaven and in earth, as a man, He subjected Himself unto the Spirit of God. Amen. We're heirs and joint heirs with Him, but that does not, amen, put us above another. That does not make us, amen, different from our brother or our sister that is striving to enter into the kingdom. Amen. We're laborers together with God. Amen. It's not big I and little you. Amen. But we must do everything not out of selfishness, not out of vanity and pride, not out of conceit, but in lowliness of mind. The Bible says, let each esteem of the other better than yourself. Amen. That's contrary to the way of the world. That's contrary to the thinking of the carnal man. Amen. Because in the world, it's all about promoting self. It's all about, amen, being the leader of the band. Amen. But in the kingdom of God, it's just being a member of the band. Praise God. Amen. It's not about, amen, promoting, amen, our own agenda. It's not about promoting our own qualities. But it's about promoting the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The apostle went on and said, look not on your own interest only, but on the interest of others. Amen. I'm not in this for me. If we're going, amen, to please God, amen, we can't have an attitude that it's all about me. Amen. We ought not approach everything on how is this going to affect me. What about me and mine? What do I want? It's not about you. It's about what is profitable of God's sake. Looking not on your own interest or your own needs, but on the needs of others. Amen. Jesus said, the Son of Man doesn't even have a place to lay his head. The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but Jesus didn't even have a place to call his own. He wasn't concerned about himself. He was concerned about the needs of others. And yet he was called the bread of life. Jesus Christ came not for himself, but he came for the sins of the whole world. We are called out of the world not just so we can be saved, not so that we can escape the fire of hell, but we have been called out of darkness that we might lead others to Jesus Christ, that we might help others to find the light. And so as Christians, we ought to humble ourselves. He that would be greatest in the kingdom of God must become a servant. We've got to have the attitude of lowliness and meekness and to our spiritual authority. For those that humble themselves, the Lord said, they will be exalted. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled. They will be abased. Oh God, help me to promote unity. Help me, God, to promote harmony. Help me, God, to promote love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness. Because to the same extent that I'm willing to extend mercy and forgiveness to others, I know that it will be extended unto me. To the same extent that I'm willing to love you, amen, I know that God, amen, will show his love toward me. I want to walk worthy today of the calling. Walk worthy today of the hope. To walk worthy today of the name of Jesus Christ. He's worthy today. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve the blessings of God. I don't deserve to be called his son. I don't deserve, amen, to be clothed with the righteousness. I don't deserve, amen, to be an heir to the kingdom. I don't deserve it. But He made us worthy through His love. Would you stand right now? If you want to have fellowship with Him, if you want to enjoy the blessings of God, make a commitment to sacrifice and take up your cross and follow Him. If you want to know real joy and peace, kneel down at His feet and worship Him.